So yesterday we had the launch event of the breakfast startup and took things from theory to reality. Now the road to get to this point was pretty smooth, really it was. On any journey, you're bound to have a few obstacles and panic attacks, right? Speakers are going to drop out because they have to be sent out of town for business. These things happen all the time. Ticket sales start moving at a turtle pace, and you start wondering whether or not you're going to be there in the room speaking to yourself. Back in my consulting days, the rule was you'd never say no to a client's request whenever they ask you to take on a new project. You simply say, yeah, we can do that. And then once you walk out of the room, you start scratching your head trying to figure out how you're going to actually make that happen. Well, I think entrepreneurship is much the same way. At least the scramble part, that is. For most of us, we've got limited resources. We don't necessarily know all the challenges that we're going to be facing. But entrepreneurs, they quickly learn to think on their feet. It's kind of like one of those ducks when you see them just gliding calmly across the water, but below the surface, you see their, you know that their little feet are just paddling away like the Dickens. And I think the calm exterior of an entrepreneur is much the same way, whereas the mind is constantly racing to come up with solutions, think of how to grow your business, and any of the sort of challenges and problems that you necessarily didn't know you were going to have. So like an entrepreneur, with some crazy reason, we decided that we were going to launch Breakfast Startup during the summer. And when we were talking around to some people, they said hosting a summer event, that's pretty tough to get people out, let alone trying to launch something brand new. We started June 20th, thinking that we will have our first event July 20th. So trying to get enough interest, getting the word out within a month, that was going to be a little bit of a challenge. And the number of people that I could count who said, I'm sorry, I'm going to be out of town that week, certainly made us question the wisdom of taking on this challenge and whether or not we'd actually even achieve our goal of 50 attendees. But with July 20th having come and gone, the launch event is over, and with everything put away, we finally have turned one. So we had 70 people in the crowd, and we couldn't have asked for a better result. So a huge thanks to everyone who took time to join us on a warm summer day. And we can't wait to see you at our next event in September. So now with that, we'll take a step back, take a deep breath. We never had a doubt. Really, we didn't.